Number 115 from November of 2015, Christian Unity. My fellow hospital chaplains and I went on a little trip this summer to the new Mormon Temple in Indianapolis. It is a magnificent structure and has beautiful grounds outside as well. We were able to take a guided tour, and all the different rooms were explained as to what their functions were and so on. We had gone on this trip to try to learn how we could better serve those Mormon patients and family members that came to the hospital. I think we did accomplish that, and it was a useful experience. We try to do the same kind of thing with other faith traditions by having representatives of those faiths do a presentation to hospital staff, and then we have a time for questions afterwards. I must confess that there is a part of me that is always aware of what the differences are between the way we believe as Lutherans and the way other folks see things. For example, although I was surprised at how much the Mormon faith emphasizes relationship to God through Christ, I still found myself thinking more about the differences and asking about those. I focused less on the similarities and more on the differences. It reminded me of a gospel lesson we had recently from Mark chapter 9, in which the disciples were upset because there was a man casting out demons in Jesus' name, but he was not one of the disciples. They tried to get him to stop, but he kept on doing it. So they reported this to Jesus to see if he could stop the man. Jesus told them to let him alone, because if he was doing works in Jesus' name, he was on the side of God, whether he was a part of their group or not. There are many differences between denominations of Christianity, but the thing that unites us is our belief in the saving grace of God through Christ's death and resurrection for us. That is what unites us and what we can always support. So, in keeping with this spirit of unity in Christ and cooperative effort, I have decided to redefine, rather tongue-in-cheek, all other Christian denominations in the light of Lutheranism. Here are my new definitions. Lutherans are just Catholic light, all the pomp and circumstance, but a third less guilt. Methodists are just Lutherans that are organized. They have method. Presbyterians are just Lutherans that can speak proper English. Episcopalians are just Lutherans that know which salad fork to use at the table. Quakers are just Lutherans that are really, really quiet. Baptists are just Lutherans that actually believe in evangelism. Pentecostals are simply Lutherans that recognize the action of the Holy Spirit and can raise their hands up over their heads. Nazarenes are just Lutherans with longer hair and skirts. Church of God members are just Lutherans that take more syllables to say the name of the deity. You see how easy it is to celebrate our unity in Christ?